Back now with Day to Day. If you think paying for gas for your car is going to be painful this travel season, just be glad you don't own an airplane. A report out today from the International Air Transport Association says that soaring oil prices are going to mean billions of dollars in losses for the airline industry this year. Tess Viglin joins us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles. Tess, how does it look for the industry? Is this a possibility for more bankruptcies?
Well, Northwest and Delta are already there, of course, so who knows which airline might be next. But yes, it looks pretty bad at this point. That report you mentioned from the International Air Transport Association is predicting $3 billion in losses for airlines around the world this year. And an earlier forecast had pegged that number at around $2 billion. So it's really these skyrocketing fuel costs that are pushing financial performance down at airlines around the world. This report says fuel is going to make up more than a quarter of overall operating costs. So what that means is it's just harder and harder for the airlines to recover, even as they're taking other cost-cutting measures. They're renegotiating the pay and benefits of union workers, for example. And the industry's got a lot to bounce back from. It collectively lost $35 billion from 2001 through the end of last year.
Well, they can undertake all kinds of cost-cutting measures, I suppose. But what about simply charging passengers more to fly? At some point, don't you have to get to that?
Yes, and in fact, that is happening. And the Wall Street Journal reports today that some of the legacy carriers, the big ones like American, United, and Delta, are doing some other things like just getting rid of unprofitable routes. You don't have enough people flying from one city to another. Planes are half full. Get rid of that route. And what that means is you don't have as many planes flying, so customers don't have as many choices, and that means that the airlines can start to push up prices. One other tactic that some airlines are using is fuel hedging. They're buying fuel at a lower price and assuming that it's going to go up later, but not enough airlines are doing that really at this point.
Tess, more airline news. Cell phones. What's going on there?
Yeah, it looks like we're one step closer to having to listen to other people's conversations on the plane. The discount carrier JetBlue won a license for wireless onboard communications, and that could mean everything from being able to access the internet on a plane to, yes, being able to use your cell phone. But the FAA and the FCC still haven't given the okay for that to happen. It's still a topic of debate at both agencies. So for now, you won't have to listen to that conversation, at least not on the phone. And later today on Marketplace, we've got a special report on how lobbyists influence congressional staffers with big-ticket trips.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.